Hello and welcome to Varsity Blue. I'm Mark Glover.
And I'm Mark Longster.
Hello, Sausage. How you doing?
All right, Cork. Yeah, you?
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year and all that old bollocks, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go. 2022, carbon copy of 2021.
Oh, no.
just a different fucking digit.
Oh, no. It's 31st December. I have so much hope. So many hopes for 2022, and it's already been there.
It's all fucked up already.
It's already, yeah.
don't take much, well,
at least,
is it?
Yeah, at least it's all consistent, eh?
Oh, yeah,
it's ain't consistent. Oh, there's no consistency in good stuff, mate. It's always consistently bad.
Oh, yeah, don't consistently wank.
But it's good. It's good to be back in Varsity Blue Towers.
It is. We're all COVID-free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apart from
Bertie Barry. He says he got it deliberately.
Yeah, I know, but he goes out licking people, doesn't he?
He does. He says he's got no intention of getting rid of it.
No, he loves it. Yeah. He puts the test up his arse.
He does. It's his thing. he does that and then he bungs it up his nose.
He does.
It's his thing. It's what he does. So
he's just pure filth.
Well, yeah, we just let him get on with it.
Yeah, we let him get on with it. Yeah, so. Prick. So anyway, I hope everyone out there had a cracking Christmas and a great New Year, and also hope that you enjoyed our Christmas extravaganza. We love bringing that to you.
We loved it. That was super.
Yeah, yeah. Superb. But the good news is, it's going to be a lot more this year.
Yay.
Isn't there?
There is.
But there is a little bit of breaking news that we put out on social media the other day, and that is because of the dreaded COVID, we've put our comedy set back until the beginning of March, well, 6th of March now. So, unfortunately, that's not going to go ahead on the 10th of January. We decided to not just protect ourselves, but protect others as well, so, and make it a bit more viable for everyone to go, when it hopefully everything would be a bit better. So
absolutely, it's all a bit rampant down around here at the moment, isn't it?
It is. It's a bit
rampant. Neck of the woods. So,
it's a bit vile. Yeah. I don't think Dirty Barry's out with his licking of people, but but yeah. So 6th of March, put it in your diaries. And come and see us. It's going to be at the same place, Carolina Brunswick in Brighton, and that's for starters. Hopefully, there will be more on the horizon as well.
Absolutely, you never know. We might know what we're doing by then. So,
well, yeah, you never know.
There you go.
You never know. Yeah. So there you go. That's the latest news on that.
That's fantastic. Should we dive in, mate?
I think so. Let's dive in.
Let's dive in. Yep. So, I think what we'd like to talk about in this New Year show is safe standing at the footy.
Yes, standing has come back.
It has come back.
It's been. It was trialled at the Bridge. On, so I know the girls aren't going to like this, but it is trialled at a Bridge.
Go and make the tea or do a bit of ironing or something.
A bit of washing.
Come back in 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. We're not sexist. safe standing was back. It was back at the Bridge for the Dippers game the other day. If you don't know what the Dippers are, there's been Dippers. we affectionately call the Scousers.
Long overdue, though, eh?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah,
long overdue.
Oh yeah, I used to love standing games and standing on the terraces and hurling abuse and what have you, and singing me songs and this, that, and the other. And I did miss it. It wasn't the same sitting down. Sitting down was shit.
Definitely killed the atmosphere.
Yeah, and you were easily targeted to get thrown out as well.
Yeah, you can't say what you want to say. Yeah.
No, you can't. I mean, football has lost its pizzazz now. It's shit. It's not great anymore. It's expensive, as a lot of people know. But safe standing is back. I love it. I can't wait to go back. Absolutely. And start diving over people. I've got a little story. I don't know if I've told you this this story. Years ago, it was 2006, and me and my dad's a big Tottenham fan for his sins.
I'll put that down to shock.
I'll put that down to shock as well. Yeah. we went to Chelsea Tottenham at Stamford Bridge, and I was in the East Stand, which is the big stand. If you don't know Stamford Bridge at all, it's the big stand where the players come out of and what have you. And anyway, we went 1-0 up, and then they fucking equalised, and I fucking hate Tottenham, really do. And of course, my dad's sitting next to me. Of course, my dad's had experiences with Chelsea Tottenham before, and he sort of nudged me with his knee when Tottenham scored.
But keeping his mouth tightly shut.
Yeah. anyway, William Gallas scored right in the last knockings. I mean, right on last knockings, an absolute screamer into the top corner. Right, and I mean, I must admit, I'd have had a few sherbets on me. I was absolutely pissed out of my nut, to be fair. But sitting next to me on my left hand side, there was this big fat geezer, and I mean, he was so fat he took up two seats, I think. But anyway, the ball at the back of the net, and I just launched on top of this big fat geezer, and I just screamed in his ear, "Oh, get in there, you fat bastard!"
Did he take offence, or was
he? No, he's all right. I mean, any other time, I think he wanted to put me in a sandwich and ate me, but it was fucking hilarious. But see, all city stadiums are shit. Hate them. Can't stand them.
No.
They can fuck off. And, bring the standing back.
I mean, you know, I like a little bit of my non-league football as well.
You do,
and I love the fact that you go in, you're standing, and if you want, you can walk around the ground.
Walk around the ground,
mingle with the other fans, do what you want.
Yeah, you can do that. Well, you can have a punch up with them,
which is
like,
nice.
Good old ding dong with them, can't you?
But I think we always, and with seating, I think you miss. Standing there on the terrace with your mates, a goal going in, and you end up about 30 yards away, because from celebrating, you end up about 30 yards away from where you started.
Yeah.
And then you've got to spend the next 5 minutes trying to find your mates.
Each other. Yeah, exactly. I went to another game. We were standing in the shed. This is about 92, I think it was. And we were playing Newcastle. I went up with a kid who was a Chelsea fan, from the pub I used to drink in at the time, and again we were pissed out of our nut. And the kid that was with me was absolutely off. How he got in, I don't know. He was absolutely off his trolley, and we got in, and under the old shed, we used to have these pillars that used to come down. We used to be standing in there, and the game's going on, and I turned around to see where he was, and he was behind me on this pillar. And he got asleep against the pillar. Yeah, while the game was
standing up.
He's standing up. He was pissed out of his nut. he leant again and fell asleep.
How does he do that?
Fuck knows. I told him about it the weekend. Oh, he said, "No, fuck off." He said, "I said, you did. You fell asleep, mate. You fucking fell asleep."
Brilliant.
Yeah, luckily we won.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, against Newcastle in the Littlewood Cup, whatever it was called back then.
Milk Cup or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, funny that was. you wouldn't get that now.
No, you wouldn't. Yeah. Well, we can just hope that this is the start of many things to come.
Yeah.
Hopefully this is, I don't know when they're going to publish results of how the police and the club felt it all went. And, hopefully if it all went well, it can continue and more clubs and more capacity devoted to safe standing.
Yeah. Whilst we're on the subject of football crowds, one other thing that really, really pisses me off about football crowds these days is people that film the fucking game during the game on their phones. Yeah. Oh, I can't stand that. I hate that. The last thing in my head when I'm at a football game, especially you know, where we're going to get the bridge and that. It's the film. Or get my phone out when they score. I mean, where did that all come? I'm usually jumping about like a fucking moon.
Yeah. What's the point of all that? I mean, you know, a game I went to the other day, there happened to be 3 penalties in the game.
Yeah.
And I was standing there, and the lady next to me was, she had just had her phone, she in front of her face, filming it.
Yeah.
So she was just watching the penalties on her phone.
Oh, no, it's ridiculous.
Basically.
Mate.
And I think, what's the point of that?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's bollocks, mate. It really is. It really is bollocks. But no, I can't stand. Anyone that has a phone at the game, shove it up their ass.
Yeah. That's go to football, watch the game. Fancy watching highlights later. Yeah. It's going to be on YouTube or BBC or whatever anyway.
Exactly,
Go and watch the game. Support your team.
I mean, if the game's shit, you can always put Pornhub on your phone, I suppose.
Exactly. There's an app available, so you can use that.
So there you go.
Brilliant.
Safe football. Safe standards back in football. Thank fuck.
Yeah, excellent.
So, what you got for us, mate?
Okay. What I would like to talk about, it's a subject that, you know, it's dear to our hearts, isn't it?
It's dear to our hearts.
It's a subject we've talked about a number of occasions. And you know.
Quite a number of times.
Yeah. So basically, people sticking random objects up their bums is costing the NHS $350,000 a year.
That's probably me going around the football clubs.
That's just you. So, kinky Brits hospitalised for sticking objects up their bums have cost the NHS in total more than $3 million.
Cool.
Experts analyse NHS records to determine how many manual removal of foreign body from rectum procedures were conducted in hospitals between 2010 2019.
Cool.
So figures show there are some 3,500 objects
rammed up people's rectums.
Yeah, basically. What would you get out of rectums?
What do you get out of sticking stuff up your ass? I mean, you women love it. You're partial to a cock or a dildo up the arse. I mean, you love it, don't you?
What is that? Just a few women, or how many percentage of women like?
Most of them, mate.
100%.
110. they're pure fucking filth. They don't admit to it, but they are. They're filthy fuckers. And some of them do it while they're doing the ironing.
Such a wrong one. This study is found the incidence of objects. It's on the rise, apparently.
Is it?
Yeah, with cases particularly growing in men.
No, I'm not having that.
Yeah. So this John O'Connell, chief executive of the think tank Taxpayers Alliance, argued taxpayers will be more than uncomfortable with the rising cost.
Did you say think tank or stink tank?
Let's say think.
Oh, I was think. I thought it was a stink tank. I thought it was another name for an arse.
This is it's on the rise. This is partly to do with a number of nerve. Oh, it's for sexual pleasure, and it's partly to do with the number of nerves in the anus making it highly sensitive.
Really?
And for men, can stimulate the prostate.
Not having that.
For women, it can also indirectly stimulate parts of the vagina. it's fascinating, this. But over the years, this is reported in the Metro. So over the years, the Metro has reported on cases from around the world where people have shoved live eels. We've done that. We've reported that. Glass bottles, an instant coffee jar with pins in the lid.
Yeah.
A Buzz Lightyear toy.
Buzz Lightyear. to infinity and beyond.
Concrete mix.
Concrete mix.
What? And an aubergine. What the dickens?
Aubergine?
An interview with a former surgeon.
who spent decades, well, it must have been his forte then, he's removed vases.
This can't be true. A pair of garden shears.
Oh, obviously cutting their arses.
A whole... I know, you're trimming away. Where'd he go? Where's he gone?
I swear I had a pair of shears around here somewhere.
The newspaper also reported on another bizarre incident back in September where a sexual... ...hospital needing surgery to extract a knotted USB cable. His penis. What's wrong with these people?
There's some fucking weirdos out there, isn't it? Why did you put concrete mix up your arse?
Concrete? Why would you do that?
I don't get that one.
No. I mean, Buzz Lightyear. I get that. Buzz Lightyear. Buzz Lightyear and garden shears. I can understand why someone would do that. But yeah, concrete mix. And the over 60s accounted for about 1 in 6 of the total cases.
No way.
Yeah.
That's wrong. But the thing is, that concrete mix, it's not like some of the stories we bought before, is it, where someone says, oh, I fell on it.
How did you fall on that? Yeah.
How did you fall on concrete mix?
I was building a brick wall and I fell on the cement.
Yeah, I bent over and this concrete mix fell up my arse.
Yeah. You ain't getting away with that.
No, I'm not having that one.
So, dirty bastards,
didn't they?
Dirty bastards.
There are a lot of dirty bastards, especially the over 60s. They can't get over 60s.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Filthy fuckers. It's bad enough when your finger goes through the paper, isn't it? When you're wiping your arse. Your fingernail
hits
your sphincter, doesn't it?
And
you're,
oh, no.
You
don't eat anything for hours.
No, you don't. And then you have a shit. Shit, it looks like a blood orange.
Yeah. That's exactly what happens.
Oh, dear. Wow.
So there you go.
There we go. There are some really weird fuckers in this country, mate.
I know. And they're costing us taxpayers
all that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that spondulix.
Fucking wrong.
So there you go. Live and learn, people.
Well, thank you for that, mate. Thank you for bringing that.
That's
and
all right.
And making us aware.
You're welcome. People have got a right to know.
Yeah. All those people there. That,
ain't they?
Using the NHS for COVID at the moment, and you've got all those other people shoving stuff up their arse.
Yeah, yeah, you know, exactly.
Use it properly, people. Wrong. Use the NHS properly.
Exactly. Stick to Buzz.
Yeah. Concrete mix, I don't get that one.
No, that's weird. That's wrong. Wrong.
It is wrong.
Wrong and wrong.
Wrong,
yeah,
wrong and bin.
Wrong and bin for you. Now, time for... I think it's time for you, mate, to bring us a comedy classic.
It is a comedy classic.
It's what the people want.
They do. They've been bursting at the seams to get this one.
Give them what they want.
2 weeks since Christmas. They got Sport Christmas. They got 5, didn't they?
I know. That's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, 5 on the spin. See what happens at Christmas? We get all this stuff out for you. All the researchers work double hard.
Yeah. You lucky bastards.
Lucky bastards.
No, you lucky bastards.
Yeah, like a Brian, yeah. Right, anyway, here we go. So, anyway, two nuns are driving along a dark country road in Transylvania when suddenly a vampire jumps out from behind the bushes and lands on the bonnet of the car. Quick, show him your cross, shouts one of the nuns. The other winds down the window and shouts, "Get off my fucking car, you arsehole!"
Yeah, I like that one. Yeah, really like that one.
That is a good one, isn't it?
Yeah. Another one next time?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I say there's another one. That one's glassy blue. You've got to
be able to have another one. We're not just going to do one off. What's the point of doing one off? We've got to have a series of them. It's like when we did our shit cheap jokes. People didn't like it. If you just did one, you've got to do bloody 100 of them.
The Congress probably bought that for Christmas. Goes out fucking trades.
So thank you very much.
No worries, no worries. Now I hear that you've been delving.
I've been doing my David Bellamy. Got right in there, going, you know,
get on cooks and crannies. Yeah.
Well, Dirty Barry put me onto this, actually.
Oh, did he? He's always in the archive.
He did. He's talking about a mate of his, and he said, "Oh, by the way, he was in the newspaper, his mate."
Yeah.
So
that surprised me.
So what we've got here, it's a bloke who was locked in the loony bin for having sex with a Pop-Tart. So there we go.
Don't think a do around some people's ways.
Oh yeah, it seems perfectly normal so far.
Yeah, where was he from?
Let's have a look. You'll never guess.
Crew?
No, it's a place that's got a lot of wrong uns in.
Not Cheshire.
It's Cheshire, mate. So, what we got is it's a father of two was carted off to the funny farm after trying to scuttle a red hot Pop Tart. According to records obtained by Sunday Sport, bricklayer Kevin Allen was treated for severe burns on Tuesday night before being detained for his own safety. The incident took place at Kevin's flat in Northwich, Cheshire, that evening.
Oh, yeah. Northwich.
Famous for it. The 32-year-old apparently committed the act as a protest against a female acquaintance who rebuffed his romantic overtures. Because that is the standard practice, isn't it? If you ask a girl out or whatever, and she says, no, whatever, I don't fancy you or whatever, the standard practice is to stick your todger in a Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
Seems quite standard so far.
Standard northern thing to do.
Standard, yeah. The report states on the evening of the 7th of April, following an argument with a female friend, Mr. Allen prepared a late night toasted snack. The snack, Kellogg's Pop-Tarts, should only be heated for a couple of seconds as per instructions. But the patient deliberately toasted it for several minutes.
Ooh.
He then pulled off the top of the tart and pinched the sides, forming a molten hot pocket into which he thumbed in. So he must have been erect at the time, wasn't he? So he thumbed in his semi-erect penis. His screams were reportedly heard across the estate, and emergency services arrived minutes later. He was transported to hospital, where shocked medics attempted to save his boiled bell end. But now Kevin faces a challenging road to recovery. The report continues. He has been sectioned under the Mental Health Act. Intercourse with a Pop-Tart is clearly not within the boundaries of normal behaviour.
No, that's fucking wrong, mate. You do need knocking up.
Kevin was not available for comment last night.
I'm not surprised.
What a nutcase.
He's probably lancing the blisters on the end of his clock.
I don't know, what a nutcase. Why? I mean, it's all, as I say, perfectly normal behaviour, but why put it in for several minutes? Why not just a few seconds?
Well, yeah, he's obviously dying for it.
Oh, I know.
But the thing is, at least when you went down to the pub later on, after a few weeks, once it settled down, you go, where you been? So, oh, I'll be shagging this tart for ages. She was hot. Yeah. Oh, fair play, I suppose.
Yeah, you can't argue with that, can you?
No, exactly. I think there's one way out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Until the Sunday Sport fucking brought an end to it. That's really good. I like that one.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a corker.
Is he wrong and bin for him?
Oh, definitely. Goes without saying he's wrong and bin.
What do you think? He's just that unlucky.
No, he's a fucking wrong.
He is, isn't he?
He's a fucking weirdo. Absolutely fucking weirdo.
But no mention of cider in that report, funnily enough. There you go.
No, I think they probably omitted that from the...
I think we'll just have,
Yeah, I think it's bad. It probably felt bad enough.
Yeah.
Well, I think we can assume he was on the side.
He had to be. Yeah. They love cider.
There you go.
All right. Well, very good one. I like that one.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Now, very much.
Thank you very much. Just like that. Cock, pop tart, cock.
How was about that one?
Right. Now, I think we're all in too good a mood after that. So I think you need to bring us down to earth, mate.
Oh, yeah, I'm going with
something that's irked you.
Irked me. I'll tell you what's irked me, mate. I'll tell you what's irked me.
What's that?
And it's people, men in general.
But it's just people in general
that wear these soppy fucking wigs that you're so obvious that they should just be bald.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Why would you wear a syrup or a rug on your head that makes you look a cunt? One.
Yeah. Well, you've done really well so far. I have.
That's the first on the cuntometer this week. So. But why would you do it? I mean,
I know.
If you're bald, you're bald. There's nothing you can do about it. It's life.
Sign of virility, isn't it?
Yeah, well, either that or you just got too much fucking Velcro on your headboard or something like that. But why would you do it? I mean, one, when it's windy, it's going to blow off, isn't it? So you're going to make yourself look a twat anyway.
Mm.
Yeah. Two, you've got a stupid hairline because it don't match in with the rest of your barnet. Unless you're Bruce Forsyth, because that wasn't a wig, was it?
No, that was pretty. That was good, wasn't it?
That was. That was sponsored by Carpet, right? That but even some women wear wigs, and you think, why the fuck are you wearing a wig? Do you know what I mean? Oh, I know some.
Mind you, I can understand women if you know, like if they've had a bit of chemo or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I can agree with that one. Yeah, I'm not going to go down that route and upset a few people on that one because that's just unjust. But I think when people just don't, they've got a full head of hair as well, and they still wear it. I just don't fucking.
Yeah,
care.
I don't get that.
What the fuck are you doing, you knob?
I don't get that. As you say, blokes without any hair or whatever, they look all right. Blokes look absolutely fine with no hair.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you want to look like a cunt, put a Tottenham shirt on.
Exactly. That's the way.
Do you know what I mean? That's the easiest way to do it. Don't put a fucking wig on. Don't say you put a Tottenham shirt on, you're not a cunt. I've lost count. I've lost count. 4 or 5.
Well, but it's at least 4, isn't it?
But no, I just don't get why would you want to wear a wig?
Yeah.
If you don't need to, and you see the join. Yeah. You know, it's not as if, you know, you put a bit of silicone around it to try and hide it or something, you know.
Yeah,
but don't do it, people. Don't do syrups.
No.
If you don't need a syrup, don't get one.
Exactly.
Don't be a wanker.
I think the only people we're going to say go for it is women.
People with that chemo, yeah.
That or, you know, alopecia or whatever. So, they're the only... They're the only people that are excused, I think.
Or if you will from in between us, you stick it down your trousers because you got...
Oh, yeah.
Because you shaved your pubes off.
Women do like that.
What, shaved balls?
No.
Oh.
A forest.
Oh, yeah. Because when I take my trousers off, it looks like Tom Hanks in fucking Castaway.
Well, you just look like a big furball, don't you?
It does, yeah. It does. Yeah.
You look like a Wookiee.
Yeah. there's been plenty of times when my wife's been going...
Yeah. Where's it gone? It's in there somewhere, love.
Yeah.
You've got to look for it. She's going to kill you.
She, well, she is. She will kill me. She will shave my, she will shave my balls. But there you go. So, but no, no syrups. Cut the syrups out unless you actually need them. Like we said, if you've had a bit of chemo or something like that, then fair enough. But don't wear them.
No, that's valid. That's all valid what you said there, mate. Well done.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Wig head, head wig.
Cock pubes, pubes. There you go.
So there you go. Yeah. So
we've learned loads there, haven't we?
Oh, we're an educational show, mate.
Yeah, exactly. There's no point opening schools, is there?
Nah, fuck it. Just get listening blue. Get vastly blue.
There you go, kids. Gather around. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't need to put a face mask on. You know, you don't need to sanitize your hands afterwards.
No. Just stay at home and listen to this.
You can. You can. You can indeed. So, so there we go. That's it, mate.
That's brilliant. Oh, thank you very much. Really enjoyed.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Really enjoyed that. It's good to be back.
It is good to be back, new year, and so it can be much, much more where that came from. So keep listening.
Absolutely. Keep listening. And if you want your moment of fame,
yes.
You can drop us a line and, you know, get us to shout your name out or shout someone else's name out. Is it birthdays, your birthday? Or is it your wedding? Day. Is it your wedding night and you want us to, you know, get you in the mood? Yeah. If so we can do that.
Send you some vastly blue lube.
Yeah.
Or we'll send you some concrete mix to send up, you know, shove up
your arm. Yeah, you just got to ask. You just got to ask for it.
Do you think that's where the expression comes from? A shit of brick?
I think so. It's got to, isn't it?
Yeah. But no, if you want shout outs or if you want to shout out, as I say, birthdays, like Mark has said, wedding day, wedding nights, Valentine's Day is coming.
If you want to get on the right side of your missus, why not get a message from private? Why not get a message from Varsity Blue for?
Yeah, you can do. Or even if it's your boyfriend or whatever, or husband, wife, or whatever it is, we can do that for you.
I can't think of anything more romantic than that.
No, not better than a bunch of flowers, isn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah. Because I don't think a modern woman really appreciates flowers. What they really want is a couple of hunks.
A couple of what?
A couple of hunks.
Oh.
what they want is a couple of bearded hunks in sunglasses.
Yeah.
And hats.
Yeah.
Sending them a message. I think that's what they really want.
Or slapping them around the chops with a cock.
Yeah. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. But we have to charge for that.
Yeah. Brilliant. So let us know if you want that.
Yeah, and if you want, yeah.
If you want that, we'll also chuck a signed photo in.
We will.
Into the bargain. So win-win.
Yeah, and you can do what you like with them.
Absolutely. So if people want to follow us or drop us a line,
what do they do,
mate?
Well, you can follow us on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page, obviously Vastly Blue. Instagram at Vastly Blue. On YouTube, when we do put some of our podcasts on YouTube, which you can listen to. You can actually message us on there itself. And on Twitter as well, at Blue Vastly. You can message us on there as well. But we have stressed this before. Don't message us directly on the pages. Please, can you direct message us? Because you'll end up making yourself look a dick. We don't mind that. We don't give a shit. But if you want to make yourself look a dick, then you go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But, so please get in touch. If there's anything that you want to put into the show, if there's anything that you fancy going in there or you've heard of something that you think would be funny and we can put it out there, we'll put it out. If we like it, we'll put it out there.
Totally. Totally.
We will put it out there. And just a reminder about our comedy set on the 10th of January. It has now been pushed back till the 6th of March now because of COVID. So COVID bites our arse yet again.
Yeah. Yeah. But it will happen.
It will. It will. Just got to be patient. Bear with us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, mate. It's been good. It's been
emotional. Thank you very much. It has, as always. As always, mate.
And more next week.
Oh, God, there's more next week.
Looking forward to it already.
So am I, mate. I hope you all out there are too.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Thanks for your support.
Thank you for your support. Very much so. But remember.
Importantly, remember you've
got
to have
a giggle.
Yay. Spot on.
Yeah, spot on, mate. That's a good one. Take care, everyone. Speak to you next week.
Take care, all.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.